الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بعد So continue the explanation and the meaning from the previous ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concluding this story and the qissa of Ashab al-Kahf by telling us the number of the years that they lived in the cave and their own numbers also that some of them they will say they were three and the fourth was the dog or five or six was the dog or seven the eighth was the dog and then he said that this does not matter to you the matter what is the matter is the message the lesson that you are getting from there so leave this number to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ma ya'lamuhum illa qaleel but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he informed Some of his servants, Ibadullah, they know. So, first of all, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through him some other Sahaba Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi majma'een. So, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that, Alhamdulillah, I am also from those qaleel, ma ya'lamuhum illa qaleel. Then, it's a very, very good advice and rather command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whenever you intend, you make intention to go to do something, you plan to do something that I'm going to do this job tomorrow, this work tomorrow, never say it depending upon your own abilities or in yourself. Always get the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And final decision, make your intention that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite of your all abilities, you cannot move any inch. You cannot do anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wills to do so. So, in this ayat of today, he says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ Never ever say. So, there is noon thaqila that comes in Arabic sometimes. And the grammatical is called Noon Thaqila. It comes for stressing on the meaning. There could be a simple word, Wala Taqul. But instead of saying Wala Taqul, Allah says Wala Taqulanna. Like never ever. This is not the matter of choice. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. No. All the time. Lishain. About anything. Do not say anything about anything. Inni failun that I am going to do it. Inni failun zalika. Zalika means that ghadan tomorrow. Yani in future. Illa an yasha Allah except or without adding that if Allah wills so. As we say inshallah. So the use of inshallah should be in real meaning it should not be like nowadays some people just say inshallah and astaghfirullah astaghfirullah some people say when someone does not want to do anything then he says inshallah so it's a very you know disrespectful saying of inshallah no when you are determined that inshallah from my side it's done But I am depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah also will so, is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is also in that will that I am planning, then we will do it. Illa in yasha Allah. And it's some tafasir, they have also written the story in the background of this ayah, that when the kuffar, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked all those three questions, about the ruh and about these young people of Ashab al-Kahf and Zulqarnain. So the Prophet ﷺ, he was completely relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he thought that as always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal and will send down the wahi about all these things and I should be able to tell them tomorrow. So he said, I will tell you everything tomorrow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the wahi, the revelation. For 15 days, there was no wahi that revealed about all these three questions. And then you can imagine that Rasulullah himself was very much concerned about that, and the attacks from the kuffar were increasing. And look, we asked him 3 questions and now he is not able to answer us, and it's been, you know, few days that we are waiting, and we did not get any response, until after 15 days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Kahf and answered all these questions. But in addition to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also taught Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and through him to all of us, all the ummah, that whenever you make any plan, you want to say anything that I'm going to do it, just say inshallah. Wazkur rabbaka, and remember your Lord, idha nasita, if you forget. This is the human weakness. We are human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this way, and he knows that we are human beings and we may forget sometime. So whenever you forget and whenever you remember after the forgetfulness, right away you just compensate it by remembering and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So based on this part of the ayah, there are so many rulings in the Islamic fiqh and law also. For example, you start eating your food and you forget to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So whenever you remember, oh, I did not say it, right away say, and then say Bismillah fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. So start that part, the beginning part that you forget, that in the name of Allah, in the first part that I started, and akhirihi, the later part also. Same thing, you are making wudu and you forget in the beginning Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As soon as you realize, you say Bismillah fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. And depending on this, all the rules, for example, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, if some Muslim person forgets to perform the prayer on time, by mistake, out of forgetfulness. Now realize, after 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, oh, I didn't pray today, Zuhar prayer or Asr prayer. Right away, do it. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ. You can apply this ayat, mashallah, in so many situations. وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ, and make a dua also. If it happens, this situation comes to anyone that is forgetting anything, you know, weakness on our side, so whenever you remember it, so make this dua also. عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Rabb guide me. Yahdiyani is from hidayah. So from hidayah is the verb yahdiyani, to me, Rabbi, my Lord, li aqraba min hadha rashada. Guide me to what? To rashad, to the proper path, the right path, even closer to this situation. Always keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hidayat to go another level, to the next level, to the next level. There are no limits for the hidayat and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the answer for that question that some people say, that why Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam also they need to say ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. They are also saying every day in every prayer. They are the one who are giving the hidayat to everyone, right? Why they are asking hidayat for themselves? That they are asking, oh Allah guide me, oh Allah guide me. And then if Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam asking, so where are we, where do we stand, right? So we are asking also. So the answer is that there is no limit, there is no end for the hidayat. You keep going on the levels of hidayat and keep asking more and more and more. So it's لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always guide me, even closer status, even closer degrees, even closer ranks. So getting closer and closer, تَقَرُّبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful ayah. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ, and they stayed, they lived in their cave. لَبِثُوا, لَبِثَ يَلْبَثُ means to stay, like مَكَثَ. ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سَنِينَ, 300 years. 300 سنين years وزدادوا تسعة and some of people they added 3 more years ازدادوا added addition of تسعة 3 more years
nine.
I'm sorry 9 years yes so what is the reason for that brother Amir can you answer this question why on one hand 300 years and the other hand 309 years what could be the possible reason
it could be difference between solar and lunar years
yes mashallah we are using two different calendars one is shamsi calendar one is qamari one is based on solar system and one is on lunar calendar so that our Islamic calendar is lunar calendar so after one century 100 years there is a difference between these two calendars of 3 years so in 300 years the difference will become 9 years so 300 from the Gregorian calendar and 309 years according to Islamic calendar or lunar calendar قل الله اعلم بما لبثوا say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most knowledgeable he knows most بما لبثوا about the duration of their stay for whatever the number of years they stay له غيب السماوات والارض to whom belongs to the knowledge of all the غيب unseen غيب of the heavens and earth أبصر به واسم سبحان الله beautiful expression this type of expression is called in Arabic فعل التعجب سبحان الله when you see a beautiful nice building and suddenly your instant reaction wow what is the building right how beautiful is that right so this type of أبصر به واسم how well is the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how well is the listening and hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so absir bi wasmi ma absaru wa ma asma'u as Allah says subhanahu ma azama shanuhu ma subhanahu ma azama shanuhu some scholars they have started their books of Arabic with this you know phrase subhanahu ma azam shan so this is called fi'l ta'ajjub so absir bi wasmi means what is the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is in encompassing engulfing covering each and every details fine details ما لهم من دونه من ولي yes brother Umar what is the meaning of this ما لهم من دونه من ولي
ما لهم they don't have besides Allah any helper
yes they do not have ما is nafia over here ما negation لهم for them they do not have any beside Allah min dunihi beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min wali any supporter any guardian any helper wa la yushriku fi hukmihi ahada as brother Muhammad what is that
and no one will doubt no one should deny his wisdom and no one should ever defy his wisdom
okay another one Buraq how do you
like there's no one's gonna share like his
partner
yeah there's no partner
okay so this is the way how do you translate it that there is no partner or this is the look at the this word this is the verb wala yushriku
you don't combine
yeah. Or, command.
Yeah the file of yushriku the verb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow anyone any sharik in his divinity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not or does not make any shariq. Fi hukmi, hukm over here is rule, in his power.
Okay.
Hukm, in his power, in his rule, in his dominion, in his kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make any shariq in his dominion, his kingdom, ahada, anyone whatsoever. So all the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the attributes, all asma'ul husna, we usually know 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the khalq, when it comes to the rizq, when it comes to the ilm, anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make any shariq in his hukm, in his power, in his rule. Okay. So this is the best description of the concept of tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful ayat, beautiful expressions, mashallah. And this is your assignment for next Sunday. Now you can.